This is Radio Woking. Available online at radiowoking.co.uk.
So it is Jubilee Sunday, just come up to a quarter past 11, and I love this, right? So we are joined on the line by Lynn Fitch, who is the Christmas decorator, and she is currently in Trafalgar Square, I believe, Lynn.
Yes, hello, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm very well.
Good morning, Lynn.
Yeah, I'm
I
really
was
good,
wondering,
thank
what can you see? Lynn, I was wondering, what can you see in Trafalgar Square at the moment? Because obviously the procession and parade doesn't start just yet.
Okay, so I'm looking at Nelson's column at the moment, and I'm looking at a fair few people, not absolutely jam-packed at the moment, which is great, because we've still got a few hours to go. I can see lots of our lovely police officers who are around making sure that everybody's safe and secure, and I can see lots and lots of volunteers who are helping here to direct people for the right ways to go. So an amazing, amazing thing that's happening, and a wonderful atmosphere. Everybody is smiling, everybody's happy.
I mean, that's amazing. I think this has been what we've seen over the whole weekend. You know, everyone's really happy, smiling, and just a reason for the nation to come together and celebrate, particularly over what we've been through over the last couple of years.
Definitely. It's a wonderful occasion. And I was just chatting to a chap, and he said, you know, we're never going to see this in our lifetime or possibly a few lifetimes to come. So we have to embrace it. And that's what we're doing.
Absolutely. And it sounds like you're in for an amazing afternoon. Hopefully the weather holds out for you. But what was it that made you want to actually be there as opposed to, you know, sitting on your sofa with a cup of tea watching on telly?
Well, we sat down and watched the amazing party last night. And we said, you know, we really should have come up here for this today. But we didn't. So we're here today. So we're going to have a wonderful time. And you know what? If it rains, it might make me just a bit taller. But, you know, it's not going to dampen the atmosphere.
Do you know what you're going to be expecting? Or do you have a highlight that you're looking forward to while you're there?
We know that there are four different categories of the displays that are happening on the parade, on the pageant. Noddy Holder is apparently on the 70s thing, which my husband is so excited about. But there you go. We've seen some of the display people who were getting ready there in an encampment, if you like, just by the embankment Charing Cross area. And yeah, we just don't care what it's going to be like. It'll just be fun. It will be a wonderful occasion.
And you can say you were there and you watched it all with your own eyes as well. So some very, very happy memories to share with those future generations.
We were here 10 years ago for the River Pageant, which was great. And we were here 10 years before that as well. And I'm very old, obviously, as an elf. I tend to be old. And I was here for Prince Charles and Princess Diana's wedding when I slept on the Mall.
Wow, you slept on the Mall. And what was that like, sleeping on the Mall?
We were discussing this earlier.
It was great. It was wonderful. I was here by myself and just met up with people along the way and had a brilliant time. And everybody, again, really happy. Just lovely.
And Lynn, now you've got an eye for this sort of thing, being the Christmas decorator, but what's the decorations on the route like at the moment? Are you liking them?
Well, all I can see is an awful lot of flags, I have to say. Lots of Union Jack flags, so that's great. That's all you need. Nice and simple. You don't need it too complicated. And the thing that we're going to see is all of the wonderful displays on the pageant. So that's where it's going to be, and that's what it should be.
Absolutely. And, I mean, tell me a bit about the business, you know, the Christmas decorator. I gather you're a national business. You kind of look after things in the Guildford and the South area. I mean, yes. What do you actually do with that, with your business?
We go into people's homes and people's businesses and we put up their decorations for them. At the end of the season, we take it all down and then we store it and look after it. And then we come along the next year and put it all back up again. It's great.
And when does all that start? Because I imagine it's not just a few days for Christmas like the rest of us.
Okay, the installations start in October and we carry on till, last year we went to Christmas Eve. And then the day after Boxing Day, we're out and we're taking it all back down again. There you go.
I do like the idea of leaving somebody else to untangle those Christmas lights. That's always a thing.
That is our job. As elves, that is what we do.
Love it. And has there been any demand? I know you're the Christmas decorators, but have there been anybody, has anyone come to you and said, look, can you sort our Jubilee decorations out?
We've had a number of inquiries. We elected as our office to leave the decorations for the children and the people to do, because we feel that that's really important to get their involvement. But we could have done, we just elected not to as an office. So,
yes.
See, I agree with you, Lynn. I think it's part of the occasion.
It is. We love it. And Christmas is a special time. Although we do work with weddings and we've done a couple of films as well. But, you know, the Jubilee is a different thing altogether.
Absolutely. I love the fact that we're sat here in early June talking to you about Christmas. But, you know, as you say on your Twitter profile, you know, your diary builds up. So you're obviously in demand. People are after this sort of service.
Yeah, we will, well, my diary is already kind of booked from the end of February, when I get my last year's clients in the diary. And then we just carry on prepping, getting everything ready from February, really. Wow. Right the way through till we start installing in October. So, yeah, busy time.
Wow, I mean, that's amazing. So, you know, you've got a few months to chill out, but back in October, you'll be there getting those decorations ready and everything. But for now, you can enjoy the historic day in London.
Definitely.
It sounds like it's going to be an amazing atmosphere. And you say, the rain is not going to dampen your spirits, is it?
It isn't. And, you know, there isn't anybody who's going to be affected by the rain. It's going to be lovely.
Absolutely. Well, we'd enjoy it. I mean, if you could give a message to the Queen, what would that be?
Just thank you, ma'am. What can I say? Just an amazing lady, you know, to be in a job, the same job for 70 years. I don't know anybody who's done that, do you?
No, exactly. No. I mean, that's amazing dedication, isn't it? I mean, it's mind-blowing. What else have you been up to over the course of the weekend? I mean, you mentioned the Platinum Jubilee concert, watching that on the telly last night. What else have you been doing for the weekend?
Not too much. A little bit of work, actually. Paperworky things. For us, so nothing at all for the Jubilee, I'm afraid.
Up for it today, then, Lynn.
We are making up for it today, yeah. Well, I'm standing here and I can just see, so I'm just telling you, up the mall is walking Sir Christopher Hoy, I can see. Lots of people looking very lovely. I probably should recognise some of these others, but I don't, unfortunately, but I've just seen Chris Hoy.
Nice.
So it's obviously starting to now... People are starting to come through. They're all dressed rather elegantly Peaky Blinders look there. We're getting... Ooh. We've got lots of... I've seen somebody in a Union Jack suit, a bit like Brian Connolly on EastEnders, if anybody watched that. That was great. And I've seen a couple of prince and princesses coming off the train. Little people, they look wonderful.
Well, we'll let you get back to it so you don't miss a second of the pageant. But, you know, enjoy it and thank you for your time. And no doubt we'll be talking to you some point on Radio Woking nearer Christmas about decorations and stuff.
It would be really good to have a chat with you. And what I'll do is I'll send some photos. Any photos that I take today, I'll send through and then...
Absolutely.
Have a little look and see.
Absolutely.
Although I just missed Chris Hoy, so there you go.
There you go. Thanks, Lynn.
We appreciate you missing Chris Hoy for us. It's, yes. Have a lovely rest of your Jubilee, and have a good one. Enjoy yourself.
Lovely. Thank you so much. Have a brilliant day, everybody.
And you. Thanks, Lynn.
Thank you very much. There is Lynn Fitz there. She is a Christmas decorator, but she's up in London for the pageant. Amazing stuff.